to Lisa. Hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you the dropper or the droppee?
I got dropped.
You got dropped from the bridal party. What happened? How does this happen?
Yeah. Well, look, after, 28 years of friendship, they decided to get married probably 3 years into their relationship. And I got told that because I have tattoo sleeves, their partner didn't want them visible in the photos.
To wear a long-sleeved bridesmaid's dress.
No, it wasn't the go, but I found out a few months after they got married that their partner wanted their tattoos to be on display so no one else's could be.
What?
Wow. Wow. That is so full on.
And so did you still attend the wedding?
I did, but I sat myself at the back of the reception and the wedding, and I was like, you know what, I'm not happy with this, but, 5 months after they got married, 28 years of friendship down the drain.
So no.
Yeah, right. Are they still together?
Look, I have no idea because I don't have them on anything.
Oh, wow.
I hope they split up. I hope it was a disaster.
Look, I hope one of them's got a face tattoo or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
But this is it. These are the superficial things over weddings that can happen.
Weddings are supposed to be like the most joyful, amazing days, and then people are busting up friendships over it.
What about this from Ash? Ash, you were the dumper.
I was, yeah.
Oh, Ashley. Okay. Ash, talk me through how this happens.
So we've been friends for like, maybe 6 to 8 years.
Yep.
And then I finally got engaged after 9 years and 3 kids.
love it.
And then I had to pick, we come to time to pick our bridal party, and I chose a friend that I've been friends with for 15 years to be my maid of honour. You make up the cute little boxes and you hand them out to everyone. And I gave her like a will you be my bridesmaid thing, and she looked at me and she's like, oh, I thought I was going to be maid of honour. And I was like, I've gone with my other friend because, we've been friends longer and blah, blah, blah. And it kind of just went downhill from there.
No.
So I took so much drama for so many months. And then it comes to organising my hens, which my maid of honour did.
Yeah.
And then this other friend rang me and she's like, look, I don't think I'm going to come because, I'm just not comfortable that I'm not maid of honour. And, she was real salty about it. And then, a couple months later, I was like, look, this is not worth the drama. Weddings are so stressful in themselves.
This is a movie.
It is. It was like a movie. I had to ring her and I was like, look, you're my bridesmaid. I want you part of my hens. And, this is a huge thing for me and I've really wanted this for a long time. And she made it about her. And I was like, look, this is not enough. And I was like, okay, I'm really sorry, but I don't want you in my bridal party anymore.
That's a tough call to make, isn't it?
It stressed me out for months and months. And I felt terrible doing it, but it was just more drama than it needed to be, really.
Yeah, people make it all about themselves.
Yeah, how dare they? It's all about you.
Yeah, we haven't spoken since.
Oh, bummer.
So that friendship's completely gone. She's not coming to my wedding.
Oh, when's the wedding?
I was supposed to be getting married next month, but I've had to postpone because of COVID. So I'm not getting married till May.
Oh, wow. And so she won't be there unless some sort of friendship miracle happens.
That's sad because at one point you guys were good friends.
Mates.
Yeah.
We were really good friends. We were really, really close. But
Hard when somebody else has an expectation. It's like, of course I'm going to be the maid of honour, but it's not up to you to decide that. It's up to the person getting married.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what about Ross? Ross, round this thing out for us, mate. You the dumper or the dumpee?
I am the dumpy.
Oh, buddy.
Here we go.
What did you do?
All right. 2011, I moved from England to Australia, to get on with my life. 2014, my best mate of 15 years calls me up and tells me he's getting married.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, I am there for you. He's like, yeah, not only that, I want you to be the best man. I was like, solid. I am there. Just let me know. Anyway, months of conversations back and forth about what we were going to do. I told him I wouldn't be able to organize anything until I got back to England. Like a stag party or anything. He's like, yeah, no worries. We'll sort it all out when you get here. So the wedding's in June of 2014. Mm-hmm. I turn up at the end of May. I tell him I've got plans for the stag do. He's like, yeah, cool, let's get it sorted. We go for the suit fitting, we get tried out, and then he tells me that he's got another friend of his is helping out with the best man duties. And I was like, oh, what do you mean, like helping out?
He's it's
like,
not oh, a well, two-person job.
Exactly. He goes, well, we've actually already had the stag party. We went abroad for that.
Yeah, man. People have messed up, hey?
Like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, fine. So what if we just go out for some drinks or something? And he said, no. Like, it's already done. I just need you to do some running around, collect some bits for the bride's bridal party and everything, and do this and do that. And I did. And I said, and what about my speech? Like, where's that coming? He's like, yeah, we don't actually need you to do a speech.
Dude.
I was like, so what exactly am I doing in this wedding? He's like, so you're really just a guest.
Oh, no, Ross!
So, you are still mates? What's the go?
No. So... like, we broke up as friends shortly after.
Dude!
He's been one of those guys that throughout my life, you know, he lies to you. He extends the truth with everything. And this was just final straw. And I got on the plane, came back to Australia. But the silver lining was I met a woman at that wedding because of the table that I was put on. And we've been together 7 years. We're now married. We've got a beautiful kid. We own a house in Australia.
Oh, amazing!
That's awesome!
Yes. Yeah, a year after the wedding, he got divorced.
So, Marguerite has called. Hello.
Good morning.
What is your being bumped from the bridal party story?
So my best friend was friends with a girl that they'd sort of met through their kids and what have you.
Yeah.
And the bride had another baby. And so my girlfriend looked after her baby, babysat her baby so that she could go to work because my girlfriend wasn't working at the time.
Yeah.
Never got paid, never a thank you or anything. Would, you know, be there on call for her, like just the perfect friend, basically.
Perfect friend.
Yeah, perfect friend.
Yep.
So they got close. She asked her to be part of her bridal party. All went well. Then my girlfriend got a job. She wasn't there to look after the baby anymore or be on call or anything.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that went a little astray. Tried on bridesmaids' dresses, started, you know, planning and everything. Communication just stopped.
Oh, well, ghosted.
That's never a good sign.
Ghosted pre-wedding.
Then wedding went along, no invitation.
What?
You're kidding. And so what, just had to watch it through social media, this thing that she would have been a massive part of?
That's hectic.
All because of the babysitting?
All because she wasn't there when she was needed.
That is all on.
Now she has come back and brought her back into her life slowly. And I was actually only talking to her about it the other day. And she went, I can't believe how stupid I am. How have I let her back into my life?
Yeah, I was about to say, cut that friend off. Well, not even a friend.
Wow.
Just cut that person off.
From
you don't need it.
Bridesmaid to not even an invitation.
How rude. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, babe. Now, did you drop someone from your bridal party?
No, I was dropped from my best friend's bridal party.
Ouch.
So I was her maid of honour and everything was going well. I got into a relationship. And I've actually recently moved from Orange to the Central Coast to be with my now fiance.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much. So she dropped me from her bridal party because I moved to be with my partner. So because the spotlight wasn't on her, she wasn't interested.
And I'm guessing that she's not going to be the maid of honour at your upcoming wedding either.
No.
Well, that's fair.
She not only said to me she didn't want me to be a part of the bridal party, but she also didn't want me to be a part of her life anymore and completely blocked me on all social media platforms.
Yowzers.
Oh, man, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
That is crook, isn't it?
I think you made the right choice moving for your fiancé, babe.
Absolutely. One more here. Emily, good morning.
Morning, guys.
So you were your best friend's bridesmaid, and then what happened?
She decided to elope because she'd gotten pregnant, which, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yep.
But didn't tell me about it, and I didn't find out until she posted the wedding photos on Facebook.
Well, that happened to me with my best mate, Cam, who we've had on the radio show many times.
I've known him
since I was six. No, he just got married one day and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I mean, it's not my day. He can do what he wants, but you do feel like you miss out a bit there, don't you, Emily?
Did you get any heads up, Gordy?
No, I saw pics on Facebook.
So I did that.
Oh, so did you?
Glenn and I, we, not because I was pregnant, but we decided to elope because we'd both been married before. And we were like, well, we've done that. So we went to Bali on this huge long holiday, got married over there and didn't tell anyone for a couple of months and then just came back and we were like, oh, we got married. And only like two people got super annoyed at us.
Who's that?
Well, I don't want to name names. They know who they are.
Your mum and...
No, no. I told my mum.
Oh, you told your mum.
We called mum on the day.
Oh, that's nice
Both
of you.
Both our mums.
Oh, that's nice
yeah,
of you
yeah, yeah.
on the day.
You're not invited.
But.
But I'm giving you a call to let you know what's happening, Mama Bear.